Heavy rain occurred last night from the interior west central portions of Iowa into northeastern Missouri and a part of west central Illinois. The precipitation will continue to work its way eastward, diminish a little bit during the day today, and then re-intensify overnight tonight. We're likely to see this wet pattern continuing into the day on Friday. In fact, some of the areas in Ohio and Michigan will continue to get precipitation even into Saturday morning. The precipitation will be locally heavy and will continue to have problems with surplus moisture across a big part of the Midwest in areas from Iowa and Missouri into Ohio and Kentucky. These areas will see not only saturated soil prevailing for a while, but will also encounter areas of flooding that will likely worsen once again. A lot of the rivers and streams have only recently begun to recede from the heavy rains of last weekend, and it won't take long for flooding to return to many areas. The setup is going to create a lot of other problems as well, with nitrogen depletion occurring in some of the areas that are wettest. We'll also experience some problems with standing water in some fields, and that could cause a little bit of damage to some of the crop. We may also experience soft wheat conditions deteriorating. That's already been an ongoing issue, and it looks like the situation will get a lot worse because this isn't the only rain event that's going to impact the Midwest. We're expecting more showers Sunday and Monday, additional rain possibly at midweek next week, Wednesday into Thursday, and yet another possibility of rain in the following weekend. The frequency of rain is much too high for soft wheat maturation and harvesting, and there will continue to be a big concern about quality declines across that region. We're also expecting, obviously, that the corn and soybean crops will see less than ideal conditions, and some of those unplanted fields will continue to be unplanted and probably left fallow for the season. We do expect the temperatures to stay relatively favorable across the region over these next few days, but there will be a bit of a cool-off that will take place. None of the cooling is expected to be so extreme that we have a negative impact on the region, but we will see those high temperatures falling back more into the 70s as we get involved with the greatest amount of precipitation. The coolest day will probably occur as we go from Friday into Saturday. Those 2 days may actually generate a few pockets of upper 60 degree highs during the darkest period of time that's associated with the heavier rains. We'll expect other areas to be mostly 70s and lower 80s, and as we go through the day today, it'll be a warmer day than that. We'll look for highs across the region running upper 70s and 80s. Even some temperatures over 90 will occur in the south from Kansas into portions of the lower Ohio River Valley. That kind of warmth, though, will disappear for a little while. We'll see it try to come back into the region later next week, but most likely all of the precipitation and cloud cover will hold those temperatures back. We'll see a lot of daily highs at that point in time running upper 70s into the lower 80s. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be rather mild as well. Nothing too cool, though. We'll see temperatures running mostly 50s and lower 60s during the cooler days, which will be probably Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, we'll see those lows running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, with a few areas in the south near 70. Now, the same wet pattern impacting the lower Midwest will also impact parts of hard red winter wheat country, especially as we get into the latter part of next week and the following weekend. Until then, the conditions will be relatively good for crop maturation and harvesting, but the rains that may occur next week could become problematic for parts of Kansas as well as northern Oklahoma and Colorado, where the harvest is underway, and the precipitation would only create additional concern over the quality of that crop. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.